Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Court-Appointed Special Advocates, CASA, of Hunt County, Lori Cope. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I should always say a disclaimer, my wife, the long-suffering Tricia, works with Lori, so I just have to say that. But and I'm quite familiar with what you all do, of course. So new school year starting, and I kind of think for a lot of people, new school year, really, September maybe ought to be the start of the calendar year for all intents and purposes, but it feels like things start over again in September or when school starts, and I guess it's similar for CASA.
It's similar. You know, our fiscal year starts in September, but we're also, that kind of gives us a refresh of what's going on reflective of the community. As school starts, there will be new allegations of abuse or neglect called in by teachers who are seeing these children again. And so within about 30 to 45 days, when that investigation process has completed, if kids are removed, then we will have those new cases.
Mm-hmm. So you and I talk from time to time about this, but again, we're kind of starting almost a new year. So briefly explain what CASA does.
So CASA provides trained and screened volunteers who advocate for children while they're in the foster care system. So we get involved when the judge signs an order of protection for these kids and they are removed from their abusive home. And then the judge says, I need a CASA volunteer. Well, we want to be ready and provide that CASA volunteer to that case. So a case can be one child or a sibling group.
Mm-hmm. And so the CASA volunteers check on these children who are in foster care.
Yes, we advocate throughout that case. You know, we monitor the case. We also, you know, do our own investigation and fact-finding. We help find family members that are, you know, or might be out there, might be possible placement for these kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that you get confused with CPS quite a bit?
Quite a bit. You know, we have very different roles. Child Protective Services is the state agency that, through the Texas Family Code, is the agency that is in charge or in conservatorship of these kids once they get removed from their home.
Yeah. And then there's something called, I'm not even going to get into it. There's another one. Let's not muddy the water even further. But so it's enough to define CASA. So you're telling me that your number of cases have gone up.
They have. We have seen a pretty good significant increase. We are at 196 kids, which is 112 cases. So we have 66 volunteers working 112 cases. So you can do the math. Many of our volunteers take more than one case.
Mm-hmm. And you will be taking volunteers again soon?
Oh, yes. We'll be doing another volunteer training course toward the end of September.
And then the training would start on September. You said September 24th.
24th, yes.
The training would start. How many volunteers do you have?
Yeah, we have 66 right now.
Is that the most you've ever had?
We've actually had just a few more. You know, we're between 65 and 70 now. It's kind of our norm.
We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori is the director of CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Hunt County. Now, another thing you were telling me before we got rolling here, the increase in cases that you've seen, especially here over the summer, you think is attributable to what?
To the growth in population. I think as this county grows in population numbers, it's just going to tie in with the increase in child abuse cases.
Mm-hmm. We talk to a number of people from time to time, you know, about one thing or another, different things, but this keeps coming up that we see evidence that the Greenville in particular, but just all of Hunt County and the surrounding area growing rapidly.
So. Yes.
And you're seeing evidence of that, too.
Definitely. I think, you know, these higher numbers are going to be our new norm.
Yeah. All right. So some things coming up you wanted to talk about. National Giving Day, which KETR takes an interest in, of course. But when is that?
You know, it's September 20th.
And that's this Thursday.
And so it's just a day to go online and support one of your, you know, favorite nonprofits.
Such as CASA.
Such as CASA, yes. CASA for Hunt County.
And you all, you do not get, you get a certain amount of state funding, but certainly the majority of your funding does not come from the government.
Correct. And so, you know, 30% of our funding comes from individuals such as you or anyone. You know, we have individuals, organizations that contribute to us. You know, we do get about 70% of our funding comes from state grants that's tied with crime victims.
Uh-huh. But the rest of it you need to raise on your own.
We need to raise on our own. We sure do.
Which brings us to another event that is coming up, and that is a sock hop.
Yes, it's a brand new thing that was, you know, Lonnie J, who's also a DJ at another radio station, it was his idea to put on a rockin' oldies sock hop.
I don't mind saying that we're a public radio station. We're not in competition. So Lonnie is with KGVL in Greenville, the venerable KGVL, and that's they're of course an oldies station, so that that makes a lot of sense. So what are some of the particulars about that?
So it's going to be Saturday, September 29th at the Greenville Middle School Gym from 7 to 10 p.m. Now, tickets are on sale right now. You can go to our CASA4HuntCounty.org website and purchase those tickets through there. And they're $15 per person or $25 per couple through September 15th, because there's some early bird prices there. But after that, they go up about $5 to $10, you know, for a single person or a couple.
Lonnie will be the DJ for this?
Lonnie's the DJ. We're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, you know, costume contest, dance contest, hula hoop contest, and just a lot of dancing around to some of those great oldies.
Okay, great. And that is at, where is it again, did you say?
Greenville Middle School. They're in Greenville.
All right. And so that is what used to be Greenville High School.
I think it back in the day.
Well, back when I was going to school. So when you're talking to somebody as old as me, you've got to help them along with that. So. And that it's on Texas Street, right? Greenville Middle School. Yes. Well, good. So that so some major events coming up with National Giving Day, and then the Sock Hop coming up for CASA. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you, John Mark.
Lori Cope, Director of CASA for Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.